Turn the page over here. All right. So at this time, we are going to move into closed session for discussion on items 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, and 12. It looks like we have a extended set of items in closed session. So let's log out of this meeting and then reconvene in the virtual conference room, and we will take up the closed session agenda. Thank you. All right, welcome back to the regular meeting of the Retirement Board for January 11. The board has been meeting in closed session. We're now returning to open session. And as part of that process, we first report out from closed session regarding any actions taken. So the board met in closed session on item 7 to consider certain disability applications. The board considered and approved the medical advisor's recommendation for a service-connected disability for Jeffrey Hagstrom. That vote was 9-0. The ayes were Anderson, Chabadara, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, and Watts. There were no nays, so that was approved. On item 7B, the board met and considered the medical advisor's recommendation for Michael Shorentino for service-connected disability. The board approved that application or that recommendation on a 9-0 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chabadara, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, Watts, and Wong. On item 7C, the board met to consider the medical advisor's recommendation for James Earl Johnson for a non-service-connected disability. The board approved that recommendation on a 9-0 vote. The ayes were Anderson, Chabadara, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, and Watts. There were no nays. So all three of those votes were unanimous on those items. The board further met in closed session on item 8, which was to consider the hearing officer's recommendation concerning the disability application for Jamie Bailey. The board moved to adopt the hearing officer's recommendation, which was to deny the disability application for Jamie Bailey. The ayes in that vote were Anderson, Chabadara, Finley, Gordon, Holcomb, Kroll, McDonald, Phillips, and Watts. There were no nays. That was a 9-0 vote, unanimous. The board then met in closed session under item 9 to confer with its labor negotiators. There were no reportable actions taken. For item 10, the board continued in closed session pursuant to Government Code 54956.9D1 to confer with legal counsel regarding pending litigation in the case Nowicki versus Cicera. There was no reportable action. The board met under item 11 in closed session, which was Government Code Section 54956.9D2, to confer with legal counsel regarding potential litigation in two cases. There was no reportable action taken on that item. The board further met, continuing on item 12, to continue pursuant to Government Code Section 94596.9D4. To confer with legal counsel regarding potential litigation in three matters. There was no reportable action in that item. And I believe that completes my report out from closed session. Madam General Counsel, did we cover the items correctly?
Yes, with one note regarding item 7A, the disability application of Jeffrey Hagstrom for service-connected disability. The board deferred a decision on this item pending further information being provided to the board.
Yes, that is correct. I misread my own notes in doing that. So thank you for that rather material correction to the report out from closed session. So in item 7A, the board did not take an action on that item, but rather by the vote taken, voted to defer action on that item pending receipt of additional information. So thank you, Karen, for that.
You're welcome.